Well, next we turn the tables and we look at God and the reason for evil and God's agency. And so one of the defenses that is brought about is the divine weakness defense. So many have urged some sort of divine weakness or inability as the solution to the problem of evil is that God does not overcome all evil because he cannot do so. So this is just easy. We just remove all powerful from God and the problem of evil solves itself.
Yeah, we're done. That's right.
Whew, it's glad. glad there's no questions after that one. So, okay. So God does not overcome all evil because he cannot do so, although he does his best. And, you know, isn't that what we ask for our children?
Exactly.
That you
just try your best. What else would we expect?
Right. That's right. Exactly. This is the answer of process theology and also of Harold S. Kushner's popular book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People, which I have heard about and we'll keep it there. This solution denies the historic Christian doctrines of divine omnipotence, omniscience, and sovereignty while seeking to preserve God's attributes of goodness, which, man, talk about biting your nose to save your face there. Yet scripture itself not only fails to teach the solution, but firmly contradicts it. On God's omniscience, see Psalm 139, Isaiah 46:10, Hebrews 4:11-13, 1 John 3:20, and omnipotence, Psalm 115:3, Isaiah 14. I mean, just go through the Bible. And if you can honestly hear the words of God going, listen, we're in the fourth quarter. You know, we tried our best. Let's go out there and have some fun. Oh, look, I can part the Red Sea. Come on over. Hey, look, I can't believe we almost didn't make it. Good job, team. All right. Now let's go to the desert and we'll see what happens from there. That's absolutely not the case that we see in scripture. And so this seems like a divine weakness defense.
Yeah. And so, again, this isn't biblical, right? Which is what he's trying to point out here. And really, again, like we saw earlier in the chapter, this really doesn't give us any hope, excuse me, in terms of evil ever being dealt with if God is too weak to to resolve these various issues. So yeah,
how can I know he's going to pay for all my sin? I sin a lot. How do I know that he's able to pay for Constantine's sin? He sinned a lot. How do I know that he's able to pay for my children's sin? All these things are come up in the question if he's just unable to overcome evil. Or how about just at the end of the book? How do I know Revelation ends appropriately? It seems like that's all up in the air from where I'm standing.
Yeah. So this one clearly is unbiblical and it really doesn't work practically as well.
Yeah.